Hello and welcome to episode 132 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Matty B, joined as always by Bro and Ellen Harv. On this episode, we're going to recap Bryson DeChambeau's victory at the U.S. Open. Harv just cracked a beer. For those of you that listened last week, him and Bronell had a bet. Tony Finau top 10.
Horse poop.
Bronell had under. Harv had over. And the bet was he had to drink six beers. So Harv has brought the Heineken 0.0s to the show tonight.
You never said alcoholic beers, so that's all I'm going to say.
And what a fucking loophole guy. Yeah, always with the loopholes.
For starters, how I agreed to 3-1 odds on that is ridiculous.
Well, I know, because it was a guaranteed thing. He's always finishing top 10s of majors.
I was confident he wouldn't, and he backdoored the greasiest backdoor ever.
That was.
Yep. But here we are.
Yeah, so Harv's actually
done already.
Yeah, so that was number four you just cracked. So a little pre-show chatter that we had. Harv had quick three, guzzled the first one. They're not alcoholic. He's just diving into it.
I mean, they're like what 0.2% or something.
I think those are actually 0.0s. I think some are actually 0.01s or 0.1s or something. But
hey,
I think to sell them in grocery stores, they have to be
filling the bet.
Yeah, you are drinking beers.
Yeah. It says right here.
It says right here.
Alcohol-free beer.
We're also going to get into all of the conversation around Bryson and did he break the U.S. Open, all that stuff. I've also prepared a top five, so we'll get to that as well.
Wait, you did?
I did, Matty B. Before we get into all that, we want to thank our sponsor, Player Golf, PLYRGolf.com. Use the promo code DriveTheGreen. Just had another Player Cup at Deer Valley just down the road from us. We didn't get a chance to play it. Had some prior commitments and got to watch the U.S. Open as a result.
If you did play in it, maybe wash your hands.
Yeah. If you played in it, word on the street is COVID hit Deer Valley last week. So
wash your hands.
So if you played Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday last week, yeah. So hopefully everyone on the weekend uses a hand sanitizer.
Be mindful of your surroundings, whatever. Yep.
But before we get into all that, do you want to just briefly touch on our weeks?
Yeah, sure.
Mine's straightforward. I didn't play golf all last week.
Yeah.
I had an exam for my job that I marginally studied for. Wrote it today. Really unsure if I passed it or not. Needed to get 60. I know that's a low bar, but just didn't.
Who the hell's scheduling an exam the day after the U.S. Open and NFL football?
You might not like this answer, but it was me. I scheduled it.
I hate that answer.
Calendar gets them again.
As a result, I wanted to test out if I stayed on the straight and narrow all week. I had two beers last week. Two.
During the pod.
I counted the pod beers in last week's tally. Since last week, I had two. Tonight, I've had three. Total for the month's 40, plus these three, 43. Total for the year's 533.
Not bad.
It's happening. 700 is happening.
For sure. Once we get into the holiday season. Whew. Nah. Plus, we'll probably take our Christmas episode or Christmas week episode off. So that booze count's going to have 20 on it, 30 maybe. So, yeah. But that's it. I didn't golf. Watched a ton of the U.S. Open because I was studying, watching. So, I'm ready for it. But you guys can go ahead. I know you guys hit the links.
Yeah, we played twice.
Yeah, I had a couple takeaways from those two rounds. Two of the weirdest things that you'd ever see. When we played Thursday, we got there.
Yes, this.
And the group in front of us wasn't here yet, so we figured we'd go. Then they all of a sudden show up, hit their shots, and then the one guy's just gone. And I'm like, what's going on here?
He just left?
No, he went in and ordered hot food from the concession.
After he hit his opening
tee shot? After he hit his tee shot.
Yes.
Like,
it was
not
two singles, and they got paired together.
Oh, is that what it was?
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, because one guy was playing from the blues, one guy was playing from the whites.
Yeah. And then the other guy's like, what's this guy doing?
And then, yeah, he wasn't like he picked up a hot dog. He ordered, like, a burger,
chicken
fingers or something.
Yeah.
Maybe chicken fingers. I don't know.
Like
beef Wellington. It could have been that.
They were on time for their actual tee time.
Yep.
Yes.
And then they hit, and the one
beef
guy went
Wellington. So well, then they let us go through. Like, well, the pro shop let us go through, and then we hit our shots, and we're walking up and driving up, And they're right behind us. Yeah. he got his food. And then we're like, well, should we let him through or what? Never seen that before. Ever.
It was so bizarre.
Maybe he was coming in hot for his tea test.
And then we didn't let him through. And good thing, because we blew them out of the water. They were two and we were three. And we didn't see him again until 17.
No. Wow.
And then the other thing, we played Saturday also. And have we talked about how that guy like follows you around on the course on the pod or
not really? You know,
we've talked about it a little bit. I thought you were going to talk about the putting out of bunkers.
Well, that too. It started Thursday. Now it's just that's all he does. It's all Bronel does.
He's the world's best putter, putting out of a bunker.
He's yet to hit one
bunker putter
farther than like 2 feet away.
Yeah, that one I got up and down for birdie on 17 on Thursday was like top level.
Well, the one on 15 was better on Saturday.
Yeah. But I'm completely mind-fucked with blasting out of bunkers. I just can't do it now.
You've completely lost
maybe
the will
to
hit.
Maybe it.
Yeah, you've completely lost the will to actually hit bunker shots.
Yeah.
At our home course. Yeah. And you're probably not playing another course for the rest of the year.
Nope. I'll just putt out for the rest of the year.
No lips.
Even if there's a lip, I can find a way out.
You go backwards if you have to.
Go to the side or whatever. Yeah. Make the putt.
Yeah, fair enough.
But so Saturday we're out there. And for the listeners that don't know, there's this older gentleman that seems to just pop up in front of us, especially in front of Bronel all the time. I mean, Bronel did hit him with a golf ball last year. So I don't know if it's like a revenge thing
That's what it is. Yeah.
But we see him on Saturday and then he's way ahead of us. So he would have been done his round. We're going up 14, and he just pops out of nowhere and just starts driving down 14.
Backwards, looking towards us.
Looking to get hit.
Along the left side by the bushes.
Towards us, and we go over there to look for my ball that I hit over there, and he just says, oh, I'm just out cruising around.
Just
what?
Just cruising.
What do you mean?
Just a member cruising around the course in his car.
Like just name another course in the world that allows you to do that.
Yeah.
Just looking for balls.
The only...
Or just the spot to hop. He had his clubs on the back.
I think the only explanation you would be able to accept at that point is if he said he was filling gopher holes. Filling. I mean, our course actually doesn't have any gopher holes. Not on the course, anyway. Mm. In the rough?
It does.
Is that a joke? Is that a joke?
Yeah, it's a joke. He hasn't played in weeks. So. Yeah.
Did they fill those ones in the tee boxes on 14?
Yeah, they got rid of the two on the were on the greens there earlier in the season, too.
But yeah, Bro, are you doing it for your week, Harf?
I cut the grass on Sunday.
Nice.
Last one of the year.
Well, I was like, I'm just going to leave it. And then I looked out, like, I haven't even looked out my backyard in probably weeks. And then I looked out, and I'm like, this is just a train wreck. I have to.
Got it cut before the rain.
Yeah.
It's a good Sunday feeling. Sunday morning. Nope, not many kids better feelings
back.
Than that.
Getting kids the grass go all cut. Back. Because yeah,
I was like,
them.
Should I throw on the sprinklers? I'm like, who cares? And then it rained later, and I'm like, smart.
Yeah.
My weeks, yeah. Played two rounds of golf. Wife and I had a date night on Saturday. Of all the movies we could watch, we chose a children's movie. We watched Aladdin.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
It's a good movie, yeah. Don't forget to mention you ordered the same thing at a restaurant as your wife for breakfast the next day.
Oh, yeah, Little Red Market in Mortlock. If you haven't been there, go. It's unreal.
Yeah.
It's the best restaurant.
It doesn't forgive the same order.
Yeah.
Trust me.
So you ordered first, then she ordered the same thing. You got mad at her,
we
I just assume.
We talked about it. We talked about it.
Yeah. And you allowed it.
Yeah. It's the first time ever, and it'll be the last time ever.
Well, the only time I've ever done it is on my wife's birthday. She asked that for her birthday present, was for me to order the same meal as her. How much it bothers me.
Oh, it's so bad.
That was the birthday present.
Yeah, that was the birthday present. I want whatever steak sandwich, and I want you to order the same thing as me.
It was like a thing.
Yep. She brought it up.
That's a tough one. Yeah.
That's actually, I would take that as a birthday present though.
Yeah. Just.
Did you also buy her one anyway? Like a birthday present or are you fully committed to that being her birthday present?
I paid for the supper out of our joint account.
Yeah. Of course. I will say, I try to avoid that. I just can't usually let her go first.
Bothers me so much.
Yeah.
Last winter, I was at a trade show for work, and everyone was kind of talking about what they were going to order. And I'm like, hey, I'm good. No one's ordering the same thing. Then I order mine, and then the guy sitting next to me is like, you know what? That sounds good. I'll get the same thing.
See, that doesn't bother me.
Oh, my night's ruined.
Oh.
Like, this is this is stupid. What are we doing? I'm going
to have to pay the bill and leave. Yeah. I'll get mine to go.
Yeah.
But for the longest time, whatever my friends got always looked better than what I got at restaurants.
Really?
Still to this day. I always regret what I order.
Always.
Yeah.
Until you taste it.
Yeah. Well, I see everybody else's. I'm like, oh.
Wish I would have got that.
They beat me.
They beat you. It's worse when it's at like a fancier restaurant too. Yeah.
When you're spending big bucks.
Yeah.
Big time. You know,
but like you got like
fudged up
Browns or Boston Pizza or what, like yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's going to be the same.
Exactly.
Speaking of beating, do you want to get into Bryson beating everyone
at the game of golf this week? We should probably talk some golf this week. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's going to get talked about a lot over the next, well, it already kind of has, but now that it's been done in a U.S. Open.
Bomb and gouge.
Smash and gash.
Is there any other ones?
I don't know. I hope no one said smash and gash because I thought of that today. I was like, I like this one.
Yeah.
But yeah. Many people are upset about this. And
oh, so much backlash on Twitter.
It made,
and
why?
The whole telecast was pretty much, oh, well, here he is bombing it again so long and wedges in.
Yeah.
Like, I don't necessarily disagree with it. I can see where both sides are coming from.
What's the one side?
Well, just the fact that you're not supposed to do that in the U.S. Open. You're supposed to hit fairways. You're supposed to...
Is like, it not a competition?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I get it.
Communist China, the PGA Tour? Everyone's equal?
It's just...
No.
I got... You know, you get the argument of who was it that said, well, just... make the fairways super, super wide, and then
now it doesn't
give him as much of an advantage because all the guys that can't hit the fairways then have an opportunity. But you're right. If you can hit it that far, hit it that far.
Yeah.
Why not?
There's a reason some guys in baseball hit more home runs than other guys.
It's true.
Like they're better and they're stronger and they swing the bat faster.
Yeah. 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 I agree. But I also see the other side of it where
and it's not.
You would like to see it. I mean, it's not like it wasn't close.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, in the end, he ended up beating the wheels off everyone, mm-hmm. but it's not like it was out of nowhere. He played really, really well.
He's two back going into Sunday.
Yeah. Louis Oosthuizen and Harris English aren't the biggest hitters in the world.
No.
Yeah. It's just the fact that he won using, or the top two, I guess, used the same technique. Hit it a mile down there. If it goes in the fairway, it goes in the fairway. Yeah, if not,
Wolf
I got a wedge.
Completely abandoned that on the back nine.
Yeah.
He didn't hit a driver from 9 till like 17 or something.
I think he got in his own head there. Yeah, for sure. But I thought we had game on after those both guys eagled 9. I thought it was mm-hmm. game on. Here we go. And then it's just like Wolf fell apart.
He got a terrible break on that par 3 where he just kind of overcooked it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then
had
to chip out off.
Yeah, I mean
down the shaft, but yeah.
But up until that, like you'd think of the first round, like JT was out there. JT Reed looked like he was going to run away with it. Had a terrible Saturday.
That was the best.
All of these guys had an opportunity. It just so happens that Bryson, the smash and gash guy, won.
Yeah, he didn't have a round over par, which is
that's crazy.
Insane.
But
69, 68, 70, 67.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing
and
is...
And didn't he bogey 18 on Saturday to shoot 70?
Perhaps, yeah.
I think he did.
But the thing is also, like, they've been saying since he came back that he was going to dismantle every course he played. They said he was going to dismantle Harding Park. Mm-hmm. It was terrible there. Like, just because the U.S. Open is now a big deal. Like, if he's been winning every tournament like that...
He wasn't even tops in driving distance. He wasn't even in the top 5. I think he was like 7th or something like that.
Yeah, and he was definitely not in the top for accuracy.
No.
But that's the point.
What was it?
23 for 56 he was in fairways. But he was 3rd in scrambling for the week.
Some of those chips he hit were amazing.
Yeah, and Patrick Reed, who was up there, was way up in scrambling, and then it just abandoned him on the back nine on Saturday.
Yeah.
Here's one bad nine, and that's the thing that's the reason why Bryson won. He did not have a bad nine.
Well, and
all week.
You could say maybe he got a little lucky with some of the lies, but he was one. Sure, he could go smash and gash, Matt, drive and get whatever it's called. He gets one bad lie, he makes an 8.
Yeah.
So there's risk and reward in all of this.
And it's not necessarily a bad lie. It's because he is so strong that he can get through that rough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But still, there was just the rough was 7 inches long by the end of the week. Like, it could have fell over and he just wasn't getting to a ball. Or he loses one in there.
Yeah.
So he got some luck there, but that's high risk, high reward. Could have went the complete opposite way for him.
Yeah. I can see where they say, well, we got to bring the field back then if this isn't the way that it's going to work. But at the same time, you make a really good point. Like Harris, Louis, those guys were still in it too. And they very well could have won. But Bryson just did not have bad hole. Like, he did not have a bad hole, it seems like, the entire week.
The reason why it's being talked about more this year is because people don't like him. DJ won the U.S. Open 5 years ago.
Yeah.
4 years ago. Then Brooks won it twice and Woodland won it last year. All long hitters of the ball.
Yeah.
Where was the comments then?
No one cared when Tiger won a Pebble by 15.
Yeah, they weren't saying
12 under.
Yeah.
12 under, next closest was 3 over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this guy's ruining the game. He's too good. But you're right. It's the way, it's how eccentric he is. Everything about him is just
the
like
slow
guys,
play.
Yeah, well, the guys don't like him.
Summed it up perfectly.
Yes.
I said in the group, I'm like, he can hit putter for the rest of the hole.
And still win.
But instead, he's like,
he's
like
grinding
at
over
his
it.
Book, going back to a 9 or a wedge. And he still ultimately just took the safe shot and just chipped it up there and then got up and down.
Chipped it up the hill and then it rolled back down.
Yeah.
And then he made a fist pump like, oh, that's why I won. Or that's going to give me the win now.
I do. I enjoy him. Yeah. I enjoy him.
He could have hit that out of bounds and still won. But you do enjoy him?
Yeah. I'm obviously. Being successful helps, but I don't mind his demeanor or anything like that. I found a little bit odd that he needed to stay on the driving range after Saturday for like 2.5 hours after the round.
Especially when everyone else is like, nope, it's the U.S. Open. We just got to get some rest and trust.
But like, what could you possibly, like, I don't have that.
One plane robotic.
He says it's a comfort thing.
Yeah, and that's the weird part, like. Granted, I don't have the mental side of being a professional athlete, like how they're so committed to their craft. But I just feel like in the world of golf, how could you sit there on the drive? Like, he was just hitting drivers in three woods.
Well, it's like when you go to the range before a round, you're probably like, I'm not leaving like until I hit two good drivers in a row.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably like, I'm not probably leaving until I hit like 400 good drives in a row.
Yeah.
And then he hits, 20. Then he gets to 397 and hits a bad one. He's like, fuck, I'm going reset.
Yeah, that's the only explanation, right?
Here's a fun fact I saw today. Since June, he's fifth on tour in putting.
Like, he's an underrated putter.
Very underrated.
I mean,
if you watch
that, he's got it figured out with that arm.
Yeah, but. Well, that and he. He has to lead the entire tour on resets of the ball. Like, that guy lines it up, looks at it, lines it up, looks at it, stands over it, resets, looks at it, moves it just a hair. He did that like
there's lots of guys
so
that, yeah.
Well, he's got to be the worst at it.
Yeah.
And Wolf does it a ton with his caddy behind him.
Yeah.
You notice that?
But it's still
like
marked.
Constantly. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So. Wolf, I think, head cased himself out of this one because. They were saying that he was just, I'm just going back to how I played in college, freewheeling. And then all of a sudden on the back nine, he was like talking with his caddy over every single shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just lost it for a little minute.
That's all it takes.
I said all day Saturday, this guy has no chance tomorrow about Wolf. I just didn't think he had it.
I think the next time he's in that position, he gained enough there to help him later.
But
he's
just, you could tell.
Winning.
I just don't think he's a good enough putter. But he's not a top. He's not in the top
20. The upper echelon.
Yeah.
Hey, neither was Morikawa.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. He isn't. That's
true.
He's a proximity guy.
I mean, but to finish fourth and second in your first two majors is
pretty good.
Yeah,
good.
So to tie that back to the when Hovland, Wolf, and Morikawa came in, everyone was like, these youngsters are so good. And we talked about it, who's going to be better. I don't think anyone thought that they were like this good.
No, I don't think so.
Like,
No.
Everyone knew they were good.
Like, Hovland was top 10 in this tournament.
Well, I'm going to bring it up here. That's why I was tying it in.
Oh, sorry.
It's like Morikawa wins a PGA. Wolf almost wins the U.S. Open. Hovland went double-double to finish like T12. He was like solo sixth until the last three holes, which moved Tony Finau into the top 10, which is why Harv's drinking
six beers.
He was
like plus one. Like, he would have finished fourth.
Yeah.
If he just parred those three.
Yeah. And so it's like, these guys are like, these three guys are incredible. And then Will Zalatoris this week, what was he, T6?
T6, yeah.
Yeah. Made more money this week than he has the entire Corn Ferry season, and he's been killing it on the Corn Ferry.
Yeah.
Like two wins there and a bunch of top fives.
It's just, I don't think anyone, when they said that these guys were good and like the up-and-comers with these, you know, they started midway through last year because all the exemptions they got and stuff. I don't think we thought they were this good.
No. Do you think Wolf wins on Sunday if there's crowd? If there's a crowd?
I don't know.
They all would have been backing him.
Bryson was lights out.
I know he was.
I think
it would have helped him a bit, though.
I was going back and forth on whether the crowd would help or hurt. Because on one hand, you can kind of feed off the energy. But on the other hand, you can get a little bit uptight, or with no crowd, do you get in your own head a little bit? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's like you miss a putt, there's no one there to like gasp, or you make a putt and get amped up, but like you're just alone with your thoughts.
I think they've been playing long enough now that they're kind of used to it, though.
Well, yeah, and
like, the crowd, though.
Yeah,
you're saying, like, I'm saying with no one being there, now they have more time to think. They can't even like. There's no adrenaline really at all.
Well, Bryson, right. I don't know if it was on the broadcast or I listened to PGA radio today, but after like 10 or 15, he like was walking to the next tee and just stopped and like took a deep breath and then like took slower steps the rest of the way because he was like had to reset because he was getting too far ahead of himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That probably doesn't happen with fans. He's not doing that with fans. He's just probably too amped up.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, the fans, you're just adrenaline level would be so high. And I think you just get into a different level of focus. Whereas here it's like, it's not necessarily a different level, but a different kind of focus.
Yeah, I don't think like it affects Bryson as much as it does the
rest. No, because he's such a robot.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the other guys, like, they needed something to get up for.
Yeah.
I saw a thing that showed his autograph, and he can
write it backwards.
Left-handed and backwards. And his reason.
He signed the amateur, when he won the amateur championship, he signed the flag backwards. He used a mirror and signed it backwards left-handed.
Yeah.
And he's just so, like, it's on the flag backwards.
Yeah.
Wow. That might be more impressive than winning the U.S. Open. Yeah.
And his reasoning was like, just in case I want to write in like Arabic or Hebrew one day. So I learned how.
Jeez.
What an idiot. What else you got for notes?
Just some of the pros were, Rory said he can't wrap his head around how Bryson actually did this.
Yeah.
Well, he said some other things too.
Oh, he did?
Well, he's just saying how he's like really taking
advantage. He's taking advantage of what's going on right now.
Of what's, yeah.
So is Rory. Like, let's make no bones about it. Rory's doing the same thing.
They all are. I mean,
Rory.
They all have the same equipment available to them.
Yes. And Rory hits it as far.
Rory was ahead of him in driving.
He was number
distance.
One strokes gained off the tee this week.
Yes. Yeah.
So don't say Bryson's taking advantage of it.
He was also third in the field in fairways hit this week, Rory. Like, so to be that good off the tee.
Yeah.
I don't know what
did he finish? T8?
Top 10, yeah.
Yeah, T8, I think.
Like, DJ, Rory, JT, Webb, and Finau. None of them even had a chance after Thursday. And they're all top 10.
Yeah, well, DJ shot even par, one over on Sunday.
Even, yeah.
I think he hit the clubhouse. He was T17. He finished T4. It's just like,
T6. Yeah.
Yeah. Just get in the clubhouse and let the other guys implode.
I think 73, 70, 72, 70, and then ended up T6.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just those. Well, Zalatoris. You have a good weekend, a one over weekend, and you move skyrocket up.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Pendrith. Pendrith made the cut on the, like, a lot of guys made the cut on the number and skyrocketed if you had
get to Pendrith in the Canadians.
I know, I didn't want to ruin it.
Remember when everyone thought those scores on Thursday were so low.
Yeah, but they did. And then they weren't. They did change the course a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember when?
Like they always do.
Yeah. They always set the baseline, like, and then they're like, okay, now we're gonna
understand why people are getting mad about it
on Thursday.
Yeah. Too many guys under par. Gets the U.S. Open has four, other than Pebble Beach, has 4 years to prep it at least. They're probably not letting members play for as long as normal. Like,
yeah,
it's 4 years, 5 years, 6 years in the making to make it the goods. Obviously, it's going to be perfect on day one.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So and then they'll
and they don't water it.
They'll let the people, let the players, and they see figure Patrick it out. Reed
shoot 65, and they're like, oh.
Yeah, JT 65, and he'll just be like, okay, you got your turn. And now we're going to let it dry out. We're going to change it a little bit, and then carnage will ensue. You yep. want it, you got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
what else did I have?
You did make a point of early late. Was Bryson early late, or was he late early? I think he was late early. Tee times. Mm. We were talking about this. I'm not sure, though.
I think he was early late.
Nah, I think he was late early.
Early lates are always better, though.
I guess so.
It's a known fact.
What else you got for us, Harv?
I got that picture of that graphic of Phil Mickelson where it said he's hit 14,447 tee shots since the last fairway he hit at Wingfoot.
Yeah, what a graphic.
But also I wrote down Phil Mickelson should have played in the senior event this week instead.
And won. He would have won.
It would have been tight. Because he was out of his league at this tournament.
Yeah, just a gimmick guy now.
That driver with 1 foot in the bunker.
Like. Are you guys... So Saturday morning, he posted on social media his Coffee for Wellness comes out. It starts shipping today, 21st. I may have looked into it. I think I'm going to try it. I think I'm going to get it. The subscription... The one that gets a free tumbler because I really want the tumbler cup.
Just to leave it all over the golf course? Just like
Phil does?
As like a flex?
Yeah, I might just start putting it in our videos or our pictures on social media.
He just has like 42 ingredients in his coffee.
Yeah, but I just want to try to test it. But here's the thing is I want the tumbler, but it's $60 American. So like, what's that, $80 here?
For a freaking
coffee
mug?
For a month. A month subscription, 30 packs. 30 packs.
So that's you were saying per month?
Yeah. $60 a month. So $2 a day, 30 days. It's no different American, than going to McDonald's or Tim Hortons. But yeah. I want to try it. Or you can get the starter pack, which is 10 for $30. Again, $3. No free tumbler, though.
You know what a lot of people...
I think I want to try it because with the exchange $20 rate... $20 tumbler. With the exchange rate, I'm paying $3 a cup of coffee. That's pretty much what I pay. Now I'm not going
you
to Starbucks.
A lot of, you know what a lot of people do that's really cheap? They make their own coffee.
You make their own coffee? Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah, that's what you do with this.
I do that. And it's just,
so you're paying that much and you still
like
got to make it yourself.
It's like 50 cents a cup.
Yeah, you got to make it yourself with K-cups. So I don't own a Keurig machine, so I got to go get one of those.
Just drip a pot of coffee, man.
No, it comes in K-cups. Coffee for Wellness comes in K-cups.
But just, I'm saying, screw Coffee for Wellness. drip a pot of coffee.
Well, I mean, I could do that. But how am I going to know if
it's
good?
Scoops.
Are you going to give me a free tumbler? Tell you what, you get me a free tumbler and throw Coffee for Wellness on the side of it. We won't tell Phil.
Yeah, Sharpie.
And I'll try it. Kay. So anyway, I might be doing that. You going to bring up Tiger too now? Or
what's there to bring up?
I wasn't going to. Like, we can. Another.
I thought you were just talking about guys out of their league. I thought maybe this is an opportunity for you to mention Tiger.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he never stood a chance at this course.
Why not?
Never stood a chance.
Why?
Never stood a chance.
That's a tweet.
That's it.
I'm starting to feel really bad that we can't even get like amped up about Tiger. Like it's just like
I like it more. When
it's
he
just
sucks.
In passing. It's just in passing. It's like we're gonna talk about Tiger. No, we're not.
You'll be getting your little guy going on in November.
He's gonna be in the Masters, and you know in the Masters mix.
Yeah.
The thing is,
there is no way Tiger Woods misses the cut of the Masters.
Well, he won't miss the cut, but even if he finishes whatever dead last, he'll get all the airtime.
So many good players now, though.
What do you think? You know he's not good, and I said he wasn't good. Patrick Cantlay.
Yeah,
yeah, he stunk.
You did
seventh in the rankings. Seventh.
Where did he finish?
Cut? I don't know, like 50th.
He did. He made the cut though.
He made the cut.
Made the cut, but he was like, yeah, like plus 18 or something like that.
I still can't get over Reed shooting 34-43 on Saturday.
Insane.
The best.
Did you see that video where people were trying to say he was cheating again?
He's patting down the rough.
Down with his wedge?
Do you mean just getting your club ready to hit the ball?
That is not cheating. I mean, he did.
Okay,
did
so look, every player in the tournament needs two strokes on every single shot.
It did look a little bit odd, but yeah, didn't seem like cheating.
Bryson does that thing where he lifts it up a bunch and puts it back down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Off the tee, he does.
So does Finau. Lots of guys do.
Yeah. It was the fact that they were looking for something and they found it.
Oh, and also, like, was he doing just like a PR tour at this thing, Patrick Reed? Like,
I'm amazed that another pod hooked their wagon to him this week.
Well, yeah, like, is that who reached out to who would be my thought there. Yeah,
that and they almost nailed it. They almost picked the winner.
Yeah. Well, then they did pizza review after with Bryson. So
yeah, but Bryson's been on the show before.
Yeah. So that pizza was a 6-6 at best.
Didn't look like an 8-8. It was not an 8-8.
Yeah. The only other thing I had here, well, six putt. Should we talk about that?
Well, that might.
Oh, Danny Lee's six putt and then automatic withdraw.
I had that in my shots of the week, but that wasn't my shot of the week.
Like, the funny thing wasn't even trying.
That was like when Phil hit that one that was still moving last year.
Let's not gloss over the fact that if he doesn't six putt there in like two putts, he makes the cut.
Really?
Yes. He withdrew, I believe. I'm just going to pull it up here real quick. So I don't want to. I'm turning over a new leaf here of not saying things that I'm not entirely sure of.
Wow. That's big for you.
Danny Lee. Oh, it was on Saturday. That's why. He already made the cut.
Yeah.
Thought so. Yeah.
And then just said, F this.
Yeah, I don't want a paycheck, I guess. I don't want to get paid this week. I did the hard part of getting into the money. I just don't want to get paid, I guess.
I was going to say Saturday, too. That's why I checked it.
Yeah. Nuts. Let's go over the Canadians. We talked about Pendrith.
Like, 23rd? Yeah,
get in the clubhouse. The limit for this guy.
A classic get in the clubhouse.
T23, yeah. Best result by a Canadian since David Hearn in 2013 at the U.S. Open.
Yeah, moved up 17 spots on Sunday. Was early. Shot even par on Sunday.
Yep.
Which on Sunday another was one. Unreal.
Number five?
Number five.
Wow. Starting to feel it yet? Or?
I'm feeling something. I don't know what it is, but I'm feeling something.
I was actually thinking about this. Him drinking six non-alcoholic beers just in general is a punishment enough when he has to wake up to piss four times tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we might be opening the garage here in the next 10 minutes for him to rock a piss out back.
Studio doors.
Yeah, sorry. Keep forgetting. I did fix the battery in the clock, though, by the way.
Yeah, I noticed
it. Fixed it.
Oh, that's what that ticking sound is. Yeah. Why is that ticking so loud?
Yeah, you fixed it. And by that, you just put a new battery in it.
Is that a D or a couple double A's?
Just a single double A. Just one.
Single double A. Oh, so look forward to you having to fix it again in a couple weeks.
Pendrith was third in driving distance for the week.
Guy can hit it.
He was averaging 350 off the tee after round one.
Yeah, insane. Yep. Again, hit it far, get a wedge on the ball, and you're laughing.
Here's the thing.
Make some putts.
People say it's whatever wrecking the game, but it's just like people innovating and moving forward. Everyone's going to hit it that far. Like, there's still guys that are like,
find ways to hit it far.
Yeah, there's still guys who have been around for so long that they just can't do it. Their swing doesn't allow for them to. But these younger guys are now...
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be the norm, so who cares?
You have to do it, almost.
Okay, you go on. I'm going to find out what Zalatoris was.
Hadwin, 54th, plus 10 Sunday. Tough one. Connors and Hughes missed cuts. Ace's birthday shots of the week?
Well, I had one more thing, JT Poston.
Oh, yeah.
He shot 83 on Friday to miss the cut after having an even par Thursday. But he went to the range after, was just hitting 9 irons, and took a divot, and something just like flew up and went right in his eye.
Crazy.
Scratched his cornea, couldn't see, went out and shot 81.
2020, man.
83.
2020. Getting everyone.
It's getting everyone.
From all angles.
That's I remember.
Except Bryson.
I was playing at Deer Valley one time and I hit my ball in the trees or the brush, like always.
You?
Yeah, I know. It sounds odd, but it happened.
Continue. Yeah.
And I went to like go reach for it, and there's just like this tiniest little branch, and it just like got my eye and just like hooked my contact like right out of my eye as wow. I was reaching for it, and I just couldn't see for the rest of the round. It was impossible to golf.
Doesn't even make sense.
Really?
Like, my vision is bad.
Was that the round you had 11 penalty strokes?
No. At Deer Valley? That was just normal. It was windy that round.
Zalatoris averages...
Sorry, I had to get that in there.
Averages 314 off the tee.
Yeah, that's enough.
Penalty strokes.
Pendris is only 323 off the tee. He's only sixth on the Corn Ferry Tour.
Yeah.
Ace's birthday shots of the week.
Yeah. Zalatoris had one.
He almost had two that round.
Almost left two it on one the round.
Yeah. Two in one round at the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
That guy's winning Rookie of the Year next year, right now, calling it.
It's an easy call, yeah. And Patrick Reed also had an ace. Anyways, birthdays.
Welcome to the club, Patrick.
Bryson, 27. That tweet.
That tweet was the best tweet I've seen of all 2020, I think.
Which one?
It said only 103 to 113 more years to go.
That was good, yeah.
It was Will Graves, I think. Does that sound right?
Yeah, it sounds boring.
Kyle Porter, maybe.
Also, can we talk about just briefly before I get into Dude Wipes? We kind of like this ongoing thing of how much does the winner beat the last guy in the cut by? And over the last little bit, it's been, you know, 20 to 30 shots. Bryson beat Shugo Imahara by 31 shots this week. That's like a fun little thing I've started.
He was 25 over, hey?
25 over. Dude Wipes.
He did not have a good Sunday.
We still got more birthdays and shots of the week.
Oh, my bad.
Hold on. Kevin Na. He said, fuck it, and I'm going to turn 37 this week.
I love Kevin.
And Bill Murray. The God. 70.
I can't believe he's 70 years old.
Only.
No, I would have thought he was way younger than that.
Oh, really?
60.
Really?
I don't know. When did Ghostbusters come out?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. I would have had him at 80s. That.
Shot of the week.
Yeah, never mind. That's what's 35 years ago.
Yep.
What's yours, Harv?
I was torn, but I'm going with a bad one. That Sabatini putt.
Damn it. That was mine. We putted it straight sideways, and it didn't come down the hill.
Find that tweet.
The bet. It's so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he tries to putt it. He's standing about 6 feet away from the cup, yeah. Uphill, and so rather than hit it at it, he tries to hit it way over to take the ridge and slowly bring it down to the hole, and he doesn't get it where it needs to be, and it stays on the ridge. Yeah. The other thing that I wanted to see in that tweet is, or that video, him hit the next shot to see what it actually would have done if he hit it right the first time.
Yeah, roll off.
Where were the nerds on that one?
Yeah. Why do you show that one and not the next one?
I guess that or the Zach Johnson putt, the Shooter McGavin
yeah.
Video. That's a find that tweet. That yeah. is the find second tweet. Best yeah. tweet of 2020.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good.
No.
I feel like I've seen this before. It's just the cap.
You going Matty Wolf for Dude Wipes? Or?
No, I'm going JT.
Ooh, after Thursday.
I almost crowned his ass.
Yeah.
Because it looked like JT had it. Dude Wipes could be Patrick Reed for the 43 on the back. That's I'm just going off the board here with JT. I feel like he set himself up in a really good position, and he really shit himself on Friday.
Nah.
So
I now think that you 40, mentioned Patrick Reed,
43 on the
had
back
a soggy
Saturday,
butt on Saturday.
Yeah, big old, and he was wearing white pants too.
Yeah.
Dude Wipes. If there was ever a Dude Wipes, he was right there.
Yuck.
All right, that wraps up U.S. Open. Recap. Do you got news? Quick hits?
Couple.
Quick hits, and then I got a top five.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about all those already. Quick hits, basically just around the world here. LPGA. Yeah, it's been quick. They shortened the Portland, the Cambia Portland Open.
Right, three rounds
because of the smoke.
Maybe some conditions.
Georgia Hall won, and it is playoff. A gigantic trophy. Like it. Some women couldn't lift that trophy.
Nope.
Charles Schwab level?
Oh, yeah. But, like...
Big old bastard.
So
I like it.
Speaking of which, my son's, I can't remember what context it was, but he actually said big old bastard the other day.
Really?
I don't know at what point he heard me say that.
He's listening to the
pod? He must be. But my son said that, oh, this guy said big old bastard or something like that. Like it was something weird.
And you were like, it's me. I'm the guy.
I said it. Yeah. 6-year-old. That big old bastard. That's next. How I'm raising my kid.
Yep.
Champions Tour, the Pure Insurance Championship. Jim Furyk wins in a playoff.
Georgia Hall also won in a playoff.
Oh,
great. Okay.
Yep. Both playoffs for both tours.
And that playoff was Furyk, Jerry what? Kelly.
Was Els in it?
Els, yep.
And yeah. Lost out first, and then yep. Furyk beat Kelly.
And Longer was T8, if anyone
cares. And Mike Weir was T4.
Yeah. I don't think we should gloss over the fact that we've said this many times, but the Champions Tour is turning into must-watch TV. Like, all these guys are starting to turn 50, and those tournaments are lit.
I was pissed off when I saw that leaderboard, and I've been watching Bryson make pars for 6 hours.
I'm going to flip it over to Golf Channel. Remember
like
15
years ago when Hale Irwin just won every single tournament?
Yeah, like Bernhard Langer, like 3 years ago, was winning everything. Care. And now we got Brewster. Yeah. Brewster winning tons of tournaments. Now the new kids are on the block.
Now we got Els, Furyk, Weir,
Phil
Mickelson. Tiger soon.
Yeah, a couple years.
Yeah, a while. I imagine he'll play a bunch. Korn Ferry Tour, no tournament.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
European Tour, the Open de Portugal. Garrick Higo won.
Wasn't easy.
No, it was a little windy there.
A little windy.
Those conditions were insane.
Tough. Tough. Like,
would they call it? Like, would the horn blow for wind?
Yes, it did.
Did it?
Yeah, they had to postpone it.
And it was just like a pirate treasure trophy, like a cup.
You can postpone golf for severe wind.
They did.
Not in Saskatchewan, bud.
Not here, but they did. It was too windy. They had to stop.
Oh, and Furyk's trophy? Just like a great mantle piece.
Like that's it?
Just, well,
that's,
I don't know. It's just like wood. Then it was like this nice little stone thing.
So it's all trophies?
No, this was one you'd display. Okay. Like it's a mantle. Displayable trophy.
I got you.
Couple guys standing on a green reading a putt. It was nice. Like, that's what you really? Got to do.
Yeah.
I posted the picture.
You got to make it unique.
Yeah. That's all you have to do.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, be a bunch of tennis balls. Just make it unique.
Yeah. Next.
I guess the guy next. who bet the $42,000 on Phil was the same guy who bet all that money for Tiger to win the Masters.
That's where you're an idiot. Yeah. Next.
I saw one tweet that said, this is why Vegas keeps making casinos, keeps building casinos. Because a guy wins all this money and then he goes and puts it right back into the system with a stupid bet.
Well, I was just going to ask, like, how much money would you need to have in your bank account,
to bet
your guys' bank account? To bet $42,000 on Phil Mickelson to win this week, knowing what you know about the chance of him winning, was
probably $1 billion.
Negative zero, like negative.
Yeah, 10%. I would have to say
$1 billion. Least,
nah, I'd say 20 million. 20 million. I'd be willing to wager 40 grand on that.
What was it paying out? Well, 3 point some million?
Oh, big time, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes no sense, though. Just throwing money down the drain. Just throw it in the toilet. Like,
just give it to a charity.
Yeah, just give it to a charity.
Well, come on.
That's what
buy a lifetime supply of coffee for wellness.
Yes.
Yeah, at least the charity, you're getting half of it back at tax time, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's a better investment than $42,000 on Phil Mickelson in the U.S. Open.
An absolute disaster.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have bet him to make the cut, even if the odds were super.
I bet you they weren't even 50-50.
No.
You probably got god odds that he was making the cut.
Yeah. Well, that guy got.
Yeah, that guy got got.
Next.
Last one. Tiger and JT versus Rory and Rose. Is that tomorrow?
Yeah, apparently.
Just randomly on a Tuesday.
I wonder if it's on TV. TSN?
I don't know. We'll find it.
Might be on TSN.
Might even recap it.
Probably Golf Channel.
Check right now.
All right. Oh, shit. Spilled beer all over myself.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. We got ourselves a situation.
You should have been drinking those non-alcoholic ones.
The worst part is now I got to sit... This is a live podcast, as always, so now I got to sit in these beer-soaked jeans for the next however long.
Still sitting in my piss pants right now.
It's all over my chair, too.
In your chair.
Pick recap?
Fuck.
No, we got top five.
I got top five. I just spilled beer all over myself. Now I got to...
Top five spills.
My own mess.
Rain it in. Top five spills.
Top five.
Number one.
Number one. This right now.
Yeah.
All right. In honor of Bryson DeChambeau, and he's a big guy now, so I got top five big guy moments. I was gonna go.
It is on TV.
Right when we're golfing.
It's on TV. I was gonna go with top five transitions, but I didn't want to get too crazy with this top five, so.
What was number one transition?
I'm not gonna, not going down that road.
Bruce Jenner,
obviously.
So top five big guy moments. Number five, the entire movie Heavyweights.
Okay,
that movie's awesome.
They all had moments.
They all had moments. That one was awesome. Number four, July 4th, 1993. Lex Luger body slams Yokozuna.
God, I hope this is the only wrestling one in this top five.
It is. Number three, Tommy Callahan Jr. sells 500,000 brake pads.
He put some effort in this one for a change.
Yeah. What was the last one he did? I was trying to think of it earlier.
I don't remember.
Wasn't very memorable anyways.
Number two, Billy Bob catches a touchdown in Varsity Blues.
Okay.
R.I.P. Ron Lester. Also R.I.P. Yokozuna.
Couple
deceased.
And Chris Farley.
And R.I.P. Chris Farley.
Wow.
I'm not sure if anyone's passed away that was in the movie Heavyweights, but...
I'm certain there has been.
Well, that wasn't Goldberg in that? He's almost...
He's back now, though.
He's back from the dead. He's looking sure.
30 years younger now, he looks.
And number one, May 7th, 2016, Bartolo Colon hits his first career home run.
That's pretty good.
There's got to be some other. There's got to be a bunch of other
honorable mentions. Donald Trump, the 45th president of the United States.
That's a good one.
Big guy moment.
That's it. That's the list.
I like that on mention.
That's my top five big guy moments.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of some other ones.
I was gonna go with like some basketball ones or like the easy refrigerator Perry, like those type. John Daly. But when he won the British Open, he wasn't a big guy yet. He's more of a big guy now, but...
Kierdek, Afi Barnrath hits the ball at the windshield.
off the cart
or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So I just went with big guy moments as compared to transitions.
Yeah. Tom Lovelady takes off his shirt and hits the ball out of the water.
All right.
Never gets happy again.
That was quick, though. That was quick. I didn't want to elaborate too much.
Pick recap, U.S. Open.
This is sickening. This is fucking sickening.
What time was that?
I don't know. He's got a bunch of F-bombs on this.
This tournament's worth 4 points. FYI.
What season is this in again?
This
I forgot.
So gross.
This is in the old one.
The next season. Randy's leading right now. Not right. Now, but not, he was. Yeah.
Next season. Was. All the way till the next tour championship.
That's right. Yeah. We got a lot of...
50 tournaments.
A lot of road...
I had DJ sixth, Fitzpatrick, miscut, Harris English fourth, and Christian Bezuidenhout 55th for a 31.75 average.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Two decimals.
It's because of the four picks lost by
Bronell had Xander fifth, John Rahm 23rd, Jason Day 38th, and... Something Rasmus Højgaard?
Rasmus Højgaard, yep.
I think he finished fifth to last.
What a bad pick.
Yeah.
For a 32
You were so
average.
Proud, too.
32 average. Lost by 0.25.
Lost by 0.25.
Yeah, that's bad.
Tough luck. Matty B was third with JT 8th, Webb 8th, Connors miscut, and Kuchar miscut for a 35 average.
Two top 10s, and you still couldn't do it.
And that stinks, yep. The Randy Man had Champ miscut, Steds miscut, Homa miscut, and Ryan Vermeer miscut for a 62 average.
Vermeer was like second to last.
Suck it, Randy.
Vermeer had
algorithm broken.
I'm actually more happy when Randy gets last than when I win the week.
Well, if we were any good at this, Randy would get last every week.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We're not bad, though. We're not bad.
Yeah, I mean, we're not bad.
We have our weeks.
We have had many people reach out to us to say, you got to put a little more time into picks.
Yep.
Reasons for picks, that type of stuff. Well, maybe we'll start that next week because I just remembered that we were going to do that right now before. And again, live pod. We're not going to stop it and restart.
No.
I'm already soaked in beer. Yeah. My pants are seeping now. Like, we're talking
Patrick I'm Reed, wet. Soggy butt
I'm wet.
Territory. I'm wet.
All right, let's get into it. Harv gets first pick.
Well, we got to talk about tournament slightly.
We're at the Corrales.
Is this Corrales? Punta Cana?
Yeah.
First time ever, full FedEx points available here.
Yes.
Big deal.
And exemptions.
Yes. Wills of Ladders, betting favorite.
Oh.
Like, guy just climbing the ranks. Pick. Hughes, number one in the power ranks. Runner-up in 2019. Canadians, we got Hughes, Connors. I don't know why they're both playing in this.
Need the points.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dillette, Hearn, Gliggs, and Sloan are all playing too.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you why Hughes and Connors are playing.
Roger Sloan, top 25 this week.
I will tell you why Hughes and Connors are playing. They had it on their schedule.
Yes.
But instead of doing a Ryan Moore and pulling out of a major, they just played both.
Yeah, they just played both.
I like how you got that in there, yeah.
Because, yeah, they had it in their schedule, and then they just so happened to both qualify for the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Carlos Franco
was Connors was there anyway. He won a tournament last year.
He lives in Punta Cana, right? Like that's
Carlos Franco?
Yeah.
Do you say he's first alternate?
He's always in this tournament. I think he's out now.
Why? Because I was looking at DraftKings, and it has a red O by his name. I think he's out.
Oh, he was always out.
No, but he's first alternate. I think he's like out.
Oh, you got COVID or something.
Yeah.
Dang.
Or right. Something.
Harv.
I'm
first pick.
Will Mulva or Celeste. Will Zalatoris.
Right.
Tough pick, but I went with it. I mean, betting favorite.
Yep.
Guys, arguably one of the... Somehow is ranked lower than Jazz Jenna Tawana on the world rankings. Somehow,
not for long.
He hasn't been on tour, so that's
neither has Jazz. This is what I'm getting at.
But the Japanese tour.
He doesn't even play on like the Asian or the European tour.
I know,
but if you clean up on the mini tours,
that's what Will's doing.
Yeah,
like it makes no sense.
He's right.
Yep. Are you taking Connors or Hughes then?
I'm not taking either of them. Oh, I don't want to jinx him. I'm taking...
Don't do it.
Henrik Stenson.
No, not yet. Take him later.
which one of your guys are you taking then? Ventura.
I'm between Ventura and Burns.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to take Ventura.
Oh.
Christopher.
Harv thought he was going to get him.
Yeah, I figured he's too far down the list for you guys.
Well, now, I don't think you're taking Hughes or Connors, both of you.
Ventura was T7 at the Safeway. That's my reason for taking
him. Yeah, now that you didn't take Sam Burns, I'm definitely taking him.
Okay.
I'll take Sam Burns.
He was also high at the Safeway, wasn't he?
Sam Burns was very high at the Safeway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the only other guy I wrote down on my list, Rumpelstiltskin, Mackenzie Hughes.
Yeah, number one in the ranks.
Number one in the ranks. Yeah. Hottest Canadian on
tour. We arguably might have given this to you.
Yeah.
With Zalatoris and Hughes.
Yeah. F that. I'm taking Connors.
Ah. That talk about your all-time backfires.
Yeah. I was going to take Brian Stewart.
Yeah.
Because he was T3 at the Safeway. But.
I'll take Jules Boy. Jules Ventura. Not Jules Ventura. Jules Ventura is a porn star, by the way. Jules Trudeau. Our boy, Adam Long. Classic mix-up.
Yeah.
Adam Long.
Good pick.
Jules Ventura, I haven't seen her much lately.
Anyways. Harv.
Guess I know what I'm searching later. I just like this guy. Matthias Schwab.
Yeah.
Got him on DraftKings team.
He was good. Then he stunk at the PGA because Maddie took him instead of me, and now he's back on my team.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take Henrik Stenson because he's rested, missed the cut at the U.S. Open.
At any point, did we take into account top 50 in the world here with these?
Oh, I'm good.
I'm probably fine.
None of my guys are top 50 in the world.
Okay. I don't think Stenson is anymore, is he?
I think he might be. Anyway, I'm taking Denny McCarthy.
Ventura isn't, so.
I got Denny McCarthy.
Nice pick. Hughes? No. I don't think so.
No, Hughes isn't.
Yeah, and Schwab isn't, and Zalatoris is probably like 200.
Okay, so recap. You got who?
Zalatoris, Hughes, Matthias Schwab.
I got Ventura, Connors, and Stenson.
I don't know who I have. Burns, Long, and who? Oh, McCarthy.
Yep.
Remember, and just like that.
Spill another Randy beer over there.
I'm soaked over here. It just sucks.
How many beers you had, Harv?
Five. Almost done five.
Oh, wow. He's really slowed down.
I really waxed talking. You on those odds, hey? 3-1.
Yeah, 3-1. 2 beers to 6 beers.
And I have two every
That's
week.
Okay. I waxed you on I had two. Odds for strokes on the course all the time.
Yeah, I had two time. And a half because the other half's on my lap.
Six. Randy Man, the doctor. A little bit of a later text today. I don't know if he was busy with something, but...
charging his phone.
Plugged in the algorithm. numbers came out 93, 88, 104. 93, Henrik Norlander.
Ooh, nice.
88, George McNeil.
Ooh.
104, Dickie Pride.
That's a tough week.
Dickie was in the U.S. Open, was he not?
No.
What?
20 years ago.
Dickie Pride? No.
Dickie Hold Pride. On. Just wait a second here. Or was he...
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Was he up there in the Champions Tour this week? Hold on. Go ahead. I'll give you 3-1.
You drink 6, I'll drink 18 next week.
It's 6.
Just hold on a second here. I think Dickie Pride was up there on the Champions Tour tournament this week. I know I saw his name this week. Hold on a second.
Well, I'm just going to go over the COVID potentials here.
Yep.
Okay, yep.
Because, I mean, Dickie Pride's in the vulnerable age category, but James Hahn. One guy drops out who's in the power rankings.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Randy had James Hahn 2 weeks ago and he won. Guy finished 6th.
Yep.
And Alex Smalley.
Never heard of him.
Dickie Pride.
He's 51 for one.
Who? Dickie Pride?
Yeah.
Yeah, he shot 5 over on Sunday or in the final round. To finish T25, he was actually tied for 4th heading into that round. I knew I saw his name somewhere.
On the Champions Tour.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So not on the US Open.
6 beers for you next week.
No, I didn't make that bet.
Richard Fletcher Dickie Pride III is his full name.
Richard, yep. Makes sense.
Oh, he should have been on my top 5 thirds.
All right, that wraps it up for the for us this week. Hope everyone enjoys the Corrales. We'll be back next week with yet another episode, maybe an interview.
I'm going to do a top 5 next week.
Nice.
We need a good one again.
Mine was good if I would have went a little bit longer. I just didn't. I just reeled
really
them off.
I enjoyed that one.
I just reeled them off. Here's the 5. Enjoy. And good honorable mention. So that wraps it up for us. We'll be back next week. But until then, it's time for us to hit the clubhouse. Crash into me like a car. Hit me with the adrenaline. You got my attention.